Shafim Vayikra.
Good morning, the Shus, Marav Rabbeisai. An honor to be here once again and start the day of the Torah way. In this week's parsha, we discuss the Indian of Karbanos. And the first mitzvah in this week's parasha is to bring a korban. And that's what this parasha, and that's what this Seder Vayikra discusses, the mitzvah of korbanos. The Ramban writes in his Hakdama that the reason why Vayikra and this Sefer discusses the Indian of korbanos is because we just finished Sefer Shmos, which the Ramban calls Sefer HaGe'ula. And we finished Sefer HaGe'ula with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashras HaShchina on Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu resided amongst the Jewish people with HaKamas HaMishkan. The Mishkan was now complete. And in order that the Mishkan should remain amongst Klal Yisrael, and HaChatam and HaSin should not cause Chas V'Shalom a destruction of the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced to us the Inyan of Karbanos, that we should have some way that we can atone for any Aveira, a Yid Das who is not to cause Chas V'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael. How do the korbanos work? How does this inyan work? What's the idea that a person is makiv a korban and suddenly it becomes a kapora for the bayim? The Ramban Rabbeinu B'chai explain a moiridika idea, pshat in the korbanos. Come the Ramban Rabbeinu B'chai, often hot, and explain as follows. By a korban, there's three inyanim. And these three inyanim are connected the three ways that a person can perform an avera. An avera can be performed by an action, with a maisa. An avera can be performed by a dibber, with speech. And an avera can be performed by a machshava. Connected these three things that a person can do an avera with, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavah on us, a korban. And the korban corresponds to all three things. First, the bayim do an in of smicha. They put their hands on the korban, that's connected the maisa. That's connected an action that a person did, they did an avera. After that, a person does a mitzvah of vidui. They speak out what they did wrong, and they verbally atone for their sins. That's connected an avera a person might have done through his speech. And finally, there's an inyan of shreifa, there's a mitzvah to burn inside the kerev, the klayos, all the inyans which represents as Rabbeinu Machan, Ramban, the machshavas. That when a person has a bad thought, a person has a thought to do an avera, it's the innards that have that thought, and connected that we have a shreif of the korban. Says the Ramban, and really, a person himself who does an avera, this korban should be him. He did an avera, it should be him who's leaving the world, not the animal. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barev Rachamo V'Chasidov allowed that this korban should substitute this person's life, and instead of the person himself being makav himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's Beseder, the animal will be instead of you. The Stipler in his Sefer Berchas Peretz explains a very, very deep idea behind the Inyan of Korbanos. If you think about it, this is the first time in the Torah we're introduced to such a concept. We've never had such a concept where a person, if they would like, can contribute something. And if they don't want to, they don't have to. A korban's a mitzvah. It's my net that all the sefer mitzvahs as one of the tariyag mitzvahs. We've never had such a concept of the tariyag mitzvah that's voluntary. If you want, you can. And if you don't want, you don't have to bring it up. A korban shlamim. Sometimes an oila. You know, what is this concept that if I'm in the mood, if my heart drives me to do such a thing, I'll do it. But if not, I'm not going to bring a korban. What's this idea we've never had up until now? Any mitzvah we have, anything Hashem tells Moshe, tells Klal Yisrael, you do it. It's not optional. Suddenly we're introduced to a new concept. If you would like to do it, harizim v'shabach. If not, it's beseda. Explains the Stipler going Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kinievsky, zechat tzadik livrocha. There is a mitzvah of avas Hashem. There's a mitzvah for a Jew to love Hashem. And this question is asked by the major, major Mefarshei HaTorah.
Hayitochen, how is it possible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to command us to love him? Bishleima mitzvah done by the Evorim, a mitzvah that's done through the hands, to put tefillin on, to wear tzitzis, to keep Shabbos, I can do that. It's a physical mitzvah. But to command me to love Hashem, love is a feeling that I have. How can you command me to love someone? V'ahavta eis Hashem alekecha. Well, says the stipler, what can a person do if there's tumtum alev? If a person's heart is blocked and isn't able to just tap into that love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires of us. Explains the stipler based on the Yisoid from the Mesilas Yesharim, that just like when a person has an inner love, an inner drive for something, a person expresses that with physical feelings. When a person loves someone, you give him something. So too, in order to create an inner love, one can do physical actions of giving. If a person gives to someone, that also causes an inner love, an inner drive, an inner will to want to be good to that person. Says the stipler, Moira de Kavart, one of the ways, and one of the greatest ways to come close to Hashem, is to bring out that drive from us, that we ourselves are volunteering to do a mitzvah and come close to Eibishter. Up until now in the Torah, every mitzvah we have was obligatory. You have to do it. It's not optional. That for sure creates love. But to what type of a madrega? But when a person says, I'm going to give something on my own accord for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to give up my money, I'm going to give up an animal, I'm going to go to Yerushalayim, I'm going to be Magadis Kromos Hashem because I want to. When you give, that creates an inner burn, an inner drive, and an inner love for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is why the Gemara says, B'makom Shabale Tshuva Oimdim Ein Sadikim Gemurim Oimdim Sham. To one Madrega, the Gemara says in Brachos, and we can explain according to this, because the Baalei Tshuva came from themselves. They were the one that says, I'm not doing it because I have to do it. I'm doing it because I want to. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin that Kashim gave Yisrael kisapachas, that Gabriel are shver to Klal Yisrael. There's a shit in Toises Ravram Ger that Gabriel are shver to Klal Yisrael because they're so medactic in mitzvahs. They're so precise in their adherence to Torah and mitzvahs. It's a kitrug, it's a tain against Klal Yisrael. Why are they so precise? Because they came from themselves. That inner rotzen, that inner drive that they came caused them to be so precise. The Mefarshei HaTorah write that a korban comes from the word korov, because a korban brings us close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's ask a basic question. Every mitzvah brings us close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why is a korban called korov? And tefillin could be called korban, because tefillin also brings us close to Hashem. Why is the mitzvah of korbanos dafka the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls b'shem korov? Based on this, I think we have a moridik and mahalach. Because the ikar way to come close to Hashem is when that burning comes from within. Not when it comes because I was told to do something. The definition of a korban is, I'm deciding to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the greatest and the number one way to become a korov, to come close to Hashem. The kliyaka of an heart on the pasuk says, Adam ki yakiv mikem korban l'Hashem. Adam. And Rashi asks, what's pshat Adam? Why does it say Adam ki yakiv mikem? Says Rashi, Adam was one person, he didn't take from the gezel. Says the kliyaka, we can take this idea a step further. Adam arishan. The Torah is teaching us to learn from Adam HaRishon. What did Adam HaRishon do? What Adam HaRishon did, or what Adam HaRishon could have done, was la'afuke anyone after him. To understand inyan of Karbonus, we need to go to the first time Karbonus were offered and understand how to learn from Adam. Well, he didn't do what his children did. The first time Karbonus appear in Torah is by Cain in Hevel. And the Torah says, be makriv, do a korban like an Adam, not like Cain and Hevel. What did Cain and Hevel do that was wrong? That the Kliyaka explains, Pshat and the Pasuk, the Torah is coming lafuki to teach us we shouldn't be like them. Cain. What did Cain bring? Cain brought, Rashi brings the Midrash Agada, he brought Zera Pishtan. He brought flax. Flax is very cheap material. Very, very cheap. Cain brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a cheap material. Something that one person wouldn't be makid nal b'chesa, a person wouldn't give up to a chosh of a person. That's what Cain did wrong. Hevel, what did Hevel do wrong? He brought from the highest, from the greatest, from the finest wool sheep. The pasuk says, "Vehevel hevi gamhu." What's pshat? Hevel hevi gamhu. Do you know what inspired Hevel to bring a korban? He saw his brother doing it. It didn't come from within. Hevel saw his brother doing it and said, "Ah, Cain's doing it. I'll also give it a shot." Hevel hevi gamhu. He also brought pshat gam. He saw Cain doing it. The Torah is telling us, don't be like Cain or like Hevel. And the pasuk says that when Cain killed Hevel, he boisam basadeh. The yom Cain Hevel achiv, and they were in the field and he killed him. The Torah doesn't tell us the dialogue. The Torah does not tell us the conversation. What did Cain tell Hevel? Now, Targum Yonasan ben Aziel happens to actually be megale to us the side of what the conversation was about. Al pi Ruach HaKodesh, he explains that the conversation was about, is there another world? Is there Schava Oinesh? Is there Din V'cheshbon? Cain said, yeah. Hevel and Machlokes with Cain, is there a next world? Cain got a stone, smashed it in Hevel's head, and killed him. But pshat in the Torah? The Torah is Nista. Nishtei da, what on earth the conversation was. Says the Kli Yakon in Bereishis. The pasuk doesn't tell us what they said. The pasuk just tells us where they were. They were in the Sodeh. Must be it was something to do with the Sodeh that Cain and Hevel were fighting about. Says the Kli Yakon Mistaber, based on what we just said with the Yisoid of Gam. Do you know what Hevel was saying to Cain? Hevel said to Cain, "Cain, you know what you offered up? You offered up flags. They're a pishdan. This is cheap." What did Cain say to Hevel? Cain said to Hevel, "Hevel, we're in a sodeh. A sodeh is an open ground. We're not in the city where there's people. If we're in a city where there's people, you're likely to offer up a korban. Do you know why you, Hevel, are likely to offer up a korban? Because there's people in the city. So you'll see someone offering up a korban and you'll follow him. But we're in a sodeh. We're in a field. A field is not motzi people, there aren't people around. You're never going to offer up a korban because we're in a field and all you ever do is do things because you saw someone else doing it." When Hevel heard that, Hevel was not too happy. Hevel said to Cain, "You offer up Zerapishtam." And he took a stone, says Yonasan ben Aziel, and killed him. This Rabboisai, the Torah said, Adam, Adam, not like Cain and Hevel. Don't make it cheap. It should come from within. It should come from a burning desire that I want to do this because I love the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if a person does that, then it becomes Mikem, says the Kli Yakon. What's Mikem? It comes from within. It comes from you. And then, Korban Lashem. Then it's a real Korban Lashem. Then it's to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because that's what came within. I heard once that this machlokes between Cain and Hevel, where did it stem from? It stemmed from the following. Cain brought Zerapishtan. He brought flax. He brought linen. What did Hevel bring? Hevel brought mibachoris tsoinam echevlehem. He brought from the finest sheep. Do you know what he brought? He brought wool. We can't say pshat in every mitzvah in the Torah because we have chukim. But al drush we can say that the reason why the Torah forbids shatness, the reason why the Torah forbids wool and linen, is because the first machlokes in the world came about because of wool and linen. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I never want these two materials to come together. Cain and Hevel, they could have split the world in two and they fought. One killed the other one because of wool and linen. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, I never want these two materials to come together. To be Oyev Shalom v'Roidev Shalom, and it's a simon, it's a remez in the midst of shatness. To never ever chas v'shalom come to a machlokes. Al pi drush we've just explained, the yisoid of a korban, how it brings us closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram is what going to keep the Klal Yisrael. The Gemara Megillah says in Daf Lamed Aleph, that Avram fret the Ribbono Shel Olam, Bama Eida Ki Arashena. Hashem told Avram, you're going to have children and you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Ala Gutizachim, And Avraham questioned the Ribbono Shel Olam, said, "V'ma'ida ki yirashenu?" And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Take an egla meshurash, cut it up." What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer to Avraham? Says Rashi Megillah and Rashi Ala Torah, Hashem was answering Avraham to be makriv korbanos, to take a korban. Said Avraham to the Ribbono Shel Olam, "Maybe you're going to do to Klal Yisrael like you did to Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga." Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Don't worry, I'll give you karbanos." Karbanos was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer to Avraham, how the Ribbono Shel Olam will not deal unjustly to his children. Ask the Beis HaLevi in Parashas Lech Lecha. I don't understand. Avraham asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Maybe Klal Yisrael will be deserving of destruction like you did to Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga." Answered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Don't worry, you've got karbanos." Ask the Beis HaLevi, let's be medayik. Avraham asked, "Maybe you'll do to Klal Yisrael like you did to Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga." Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga were mezidim or shaygigim? Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga did things intentionally or unintentionally? Of course intentionally. They were Rishon Gemurim, Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, "Don't worry, you've got karbanos. Karbanos only mechapef eshoigeg. Karbanos only atone for accidental sins. They don't atone if a person did it purposely and willingly." And Avraham asked Hashem, "Maybe you'll do like Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga." Avraham was scared that if Klal Yisrael sinned willingly, and Hashem answered karbanos. What's Hashem's answer? Avraham's worried about if a person does something b'mezid. Says the Beis HaLevi, an unbelievable yisoid, and with this we can understand the power of a korban. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham, "Be makiv korbanos in a shoygeg." What's the inyan? When a person does an avera b'shoygeg, lemaisa, he's not a rasha. He's not a bad person. He should have been more careful. He's not a rasha. He doesn't get malchus. He doesn't get oinesh. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham, if a person is particular and careful to offer up atonement and to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness on an accidental sin, Kal v'chomer will be so careful to not sin b'mezid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Yisoid, do you know how a person will come not to do an aver b'mezid if he's careful on being particular about even a shoygeg of a person on an accidental sin, brings a korban and says, Hashem, I'm sorry, and goes to Yerushalayim and is mucking it down with a kohen, and then the kohen eats in the bottom of the mechaper. He'll say, if this is what I have to do on an accident, how much more so should I be careful about if I do a sin willingly, chas v'shalom. And there's a similar yisoid, agav orche in brackets, by Ir Miklot, that the Gemara says there are three Ari Miklot in Eretz Yisrael and three Me'eva Le'yarden. Ask the Gemara, that's disproportional, because most of the Jewish people lived in Eretz Yisrael, only 2.5 shvatim lived in Chutz La'aretz. Says the Gemara, in Chutz La'aretz shchichi roitzchim, there were many murderers there. Ask the Ramban, the Maharal, the Mefarshim, but they were killing people b'mezid, not b'shoigeg. And the Mefarshim answer that in Chutz La'aretz, because they were killing people b'mezid, that caused and people became desensitized by the value of human life. When you become desensitized by the value of human life, you end up killing people b'shoigeg. The same idea works both way rounds. If a person is careful about a shoigeg, he won't come to do a mezid. And if a person does chas v'shalom averes b'mezid, how much more so will he end up chas v'shalom coming to kill b'shoigeg? And the famous yisoid that the Mefarshim bring out in this week's parasha, mamish in light of what we just spoke out, b'siyata d'shmaya, the pasuk says that you have to bring a korban oil l'tzoyn l'fnei Hashem. It has to be willingly. Ask the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, what happens if the person doesn't want to bring it? Says the Gemara, no problem, beat him up. How is that going to help? Beat him up so hard till he says, Rotza ani, I want to. Ask all the Mefarshim, HaTorah, the Maral, the Perion, the Rishonim. If you beat someone up till they say Rotza ani, that's not called willingly. That's called forcing the man until he says, I want to. Explains the Maral in our Perion, our Peshitas HaRambam in Gerushin. This is a famous verb that the Velt Shtel, that the Rambam says in Gerushin, that every single year deep down wants to do Rotza Nabayra. We just have to fight away and beat away that Satan. And when based in a koifin, I saw, when based in beat him, they're just removing that tuma, that zuama that surrounds that beautiful neshama that wants to do rotzon aboira. And when the yid said ritzani, it's really the true yid is coming out, says the apirion. That's why it says adam ki yakir v'mekem. He brings from the sfarim amakubalim that adam is the reference in the neshama, which is a chelek eloika mimal, as the pasuk in Yecheskel says, that when they were giving visions of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Kisei HaKovod kiviyachol, the pasuk says udmus kamare adam kiviyachol kiviyachol, there was a dmus of a mare of an adam, of a person, an adam's in a neshama. Adam kiyakriv mikem, that adam, that neshama inside every yid that only wants to do rotzon aboira, that comes out when you hit that guy, and that comes out the inner self, the true yid that wants to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Karbonos Mechapeh, based on this, for everything. The Mechapeh for Alachatoyim, because when a person shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu how he wants to come close because he wants to do it, that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu he's an Erlich Yid, and that's a Karbon, that's a Kira, that's a closeness. Lemaisa, for us Yidin and Golas, that we don't have Karbonos. We haven't got a Beis HaMikdash. Hashem Yirachem, Hashem built the Korov. What do we have? We haven't got it. All the Korbanos, all the mitzvahs that we're learning, Lemaisa, practically today we haven't got to be some Beis Korbanos. But don't worry, because our rabbis tell us there isn't just something that's keneged Korbanos. Our rabbis tell us, the Gemara in Brachos, there is something greater than Korbanos, Amar Abelazar. G'doyle tfila yoysam in our Korbanos. Tfila, says the Gemara in Brachos, is greater than the Korbanos. Tfila is connected to Korban. As the Pasuk says, in the Shalma Parim Sfaseinu, we will substitute those cows with our lips. Those cows, those Korbanos. Uneshalma Parim Sfaseinu, our lips will be the substitute for those Korbanos we no longer have. But the question bodes, what's the kesher between tefillah and a korban? Why is it that a tefillah, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, corresponds to those dear korbanos that we long for? I think b'siyata d'shmaya we can explain this with an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas B'Shalach. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas B'Shalach asks a bomba kesher that shakes the world. Ask the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, when Klal Yisrael were holding with the mitzvah behind them and the Yamsuf in front of them, and they did not know where to turn. They were caved, blocked in. And Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Hashem said to Moshe, Lama titzak elai? Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yisol. Why are you calling out to me? Talk to Klal Yisrael and they should go. Says Rashi, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Lama titzak elai, it must have been Moshe was there davening. Moshe was pouring his heart out through. But Hashem said, now's not the time to daven. Tell Klal Yisrael to go. Ask the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, what do you want Moshe to do other than daven? He has the sea in front of him and the mitzvah behind him and Klal Yisrael complaining to him. He doesn't know where to go. The Aron HaKavod is standing up in Shemayim and it's no longer moving. What do you want Moshe Rabbeinu to do? As David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Min ha-meitzah karosi ka, when I'm holding down, when it's low times, karosi ka, I daven. The aleph base of a yid is when times are tough, we call out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Hashem says to Moshe, why are you davening? Says the Aruch Chaim, Api d'zoy ha-kodosh, ahaf levafela diki yisoid. What is tefillah? Tefillah is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in its oitza rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has zuchuyos from Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tap into his middle of rachamim and bring down from his oitzrus that Klal Yisrael filled up with mitzvahs, shefa and bracha. So basically how it works is Klal Yisrael do mitzvahs. Those mitzvahs go into a storehouse. And when we daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now I'm going to bring down the zuchus of those mitzvahs to Olam HaTachtoin. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, I'm so sorry to inform you, but the storehouse of Klal Yisrael are empty. There's no mitzvahs there. that I can bring down Shefa and Bracha to. Hallelujah, Oivde Avodah Zorah, the Hallelujah, Oivde Avodah Zorah. They were on the 49th level of Tumah, and you're davening, I should do a miracle. There isn't enough units in the Oitzra Shalmala that the tefillah is able to bring it down. You need to do a maisa. You need to do an action. And if you do an action that's worthy, then the tefillah can bring it down. Said that Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, that Ba'al B'nai Yisrael, Vayisol, go. I need a mitzvah, said the Ribbono Shel Olam. I need a mitzvah that's worthy of showing the Emunah B'tochen in me that I'm able to bring down Shefa through tefillah. Nachshon ben Aminadav at that point, Vayisol went in. What pshat, he went in and suddenly it split? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Yidden were holding on the level of Emunah B'tochen to go into the sea, knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do a miracle, then suddenly we gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyachal in the oitzros a zuchus. With that zuchus l'mafreya, the tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu can cause it to come down and a miracle will happen. We see from this Aruch Haim HaKadosh, what is tefillah? Tefillah is something that goes up and is able to bring down all the oitzros, all the storehouses, all the treasures of the mitzvahs of the Klal Yisrael have produced through our maisim down here. Rabbosai, this is a korban. What is a korban? A korban is that we bring something down here. This thing down here somehow goes up to become a reach michoyach l'Hashem. It goes up to become a pleasant, pleasing aroma to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It goes up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kiviyachol, this smells good. Reach nichoyach l'Hashem. And Hashem says, now I'm going to bring down Shefa. Do you know what a korban did? A korban was an act we did down here. And that act down here went up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now I'm going to bring down Shefa. That is tefillah. As the Gemara says in Brachos, Eilu dvarim sha'omdim b'roima shel olam. It's something that stands in the higher realms. It starts from down here. It goes up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, beautiful, now it's going to come down. Be'ezus Hashem, Kalal Yisrael through Tzchus of Tefillah, especially Bufrat and these hard times that the world is going through, should be Zofa to Davin to the Bona Shel Olam, and our Voida, our Tefillah should become like a Keteris, like a Korban to Hashem. And as the Gemara Yivama says, and Daf Samach Gimel, Ein Puranus Ba'al Olam Ele B'Shvil Yisrael, that hard times only come to the world for the Jewish people, says Rashi, in order that we should learn and do tshuva. Be'ezus Hashem, in these hard times, Klal Yisrael be zoicha to mischazach in tshuva, to mischazach in tefillah, and our tefillah should go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a korban and keteres.